Check, check. Oh! I'm getting volume, Nathan. Check, check. It's because the slider was down. There's a slider, and it was down. I guess it's working now. Let me do an audio check. Boom, boom, boom. 1 second, Nathan. Check one, check five. Please work. Check.
How did you not? I never said that. Nobody cares about ping pong.
Check one. One, two, three. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. 3, 4. Check three, check four. Check one, check two, check three, check four. Good evening and welcome to Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark for tonight's game between the visiting Kingsport Axemen and the Elizabethton River Riders. The Axemen enter tonight's game on a two-game skid, losing last night 7-1. They were one hit, and not only that, they only had one base runner. Let's give you the defensive alignment for the Elizabethton River Riders. Tonight's starting pitcher is the right-hander Spencer Atkins. Catching is Jaden Lobliner. At first base, Tanner Waldrop. Second baseman, Adam Magpak. Third baseman, James Woody. Shortstop, Kevin Hall Jr. Left fielder, Nick Hockmeyer. Center fielder, Cole Torbett. And in right field, Brady Piccarelli. Tonight's designated hitter for Elizabethton is Leandro Perez. Due up for Kingsport, Jet Gilliam is back in the lineup, Brandon Phillips and Devin Zyrus. The Axemen have a +3 run differential in 13 home games and a -3 run differential in 12 away games. So the starting lineup in full for the Axemen is Jet Gilliam leading off, Brandon Phillips, Devin Zyrus, cleanup batter Mason Swinney, Cal Sefcik, Charlie Rogan, Riley Orr, Tyler Myatt, and Stone Lawless. Jet Gilliam enters tonight on a 20-game on-base streak, which is tied for the second longest active streak in the Appalachian League. He was out of the lineup yesterday. Kingsport looks to record a series split against the River Riders. First pitch, Gilliam pops it up, foul and out of play, first base side. G- Gilliam leads all qualified players on the Axman roster in average at 284, RBIs at 20, and runs scored with 16. The 0-1. Gilliam pops it up, foul behind home plate, and that'll go out of play. Spencer Atkins is tonight's starting pitcher for the River Riders. An 18 and a third innings pitched, he has a 10.8 ERA, 2.29 whip, and 325 opponent average. The 0-2. Strike three call. Jet Gilliam now has struck out 28 times this season. So it's a three-pitch strikeout to Jet Gilliam to begin tonight's game. Base is empty, one out for Brandon Phillips, who looks to record his first hit in a Kingsport uniform. He's 0 for his first seven at-bats with a pair of walks, a strikeout, an RBI, and a run scored. First offering from Atkins, ball up and away. One ball, no strikes, base is empty, one out, scoreless in the top of the first, the 1-0. Phillips fouls it back. Even count on Phillips. Atkins hurls home the 1-1. Ball two, up and away. Since the fourth inning on Wednesday night, the Axemen are 2-for-48 at the plate with four walks and 17 strikeouts, including Jet Gilliam's leadoff K. Phillips ahead in the count, the 2-1. Ball three outside. In the third inning on Wednesday night, the Axemen scored three runs on three hits. Since then, Kingsport has scored one run on two hits in its last 15 offensive frames. Hitters count for Brandon Phillips, the 3-1. Strike two call. The Axemen have scored an Appalachian League low eight first inning runs. Every other club has scored at least a dozen. Full count, the payoff. Strike three call. A pair of looking K's from Spencer Atkins to begin tonight's game. The bases are empty with two outs for Devin Zyrus. Against Elizabethton this season, Zyrus is 4-for-12 with a double, four walks, two runs scored, and five strikeouts. Yesterday went 0-for-3 with a pair of Ks. Again, only one Axemen base runner reached yesterday, and that was Cal Sefcik on a double. And then Rogan scored him on an RBI groundout. First offering to Zyrus. Chopped foul. Zyrus this season is 16-for-58 with eight extra base hits, 13 walks, 18 strikeouts. He's batting .276 with 11 RBIs and 10 runs scored. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Zyrus has the fifth best OPS on the road this season in the league, 1,072. He's 8-for-28 away from home with five extra base hits. The 0-2. Ball one downstairs. Zyrus has reached base safely 12 times in his last 20 plate appearances. Seven walks, four hits, and one hit by pitch. One ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two outs, scoreless in the top of the first. The pitch. Ball two up and away. Zyrus walked six times in his first 55 plate appearances. Since then, he's walked seven times in his last 17. Square count on the EMU Eagle. The pitch. Ball three just missed. As of recent, Zyrus has been quite the walk machine. Payoff pitch. Zyrus belts it to second base, picked up by Magpak. Throw to first is low, but caught by Waldrop for the half inning ending out. And with that, 9 of the last 10 defensive innings for Elizabethton have been perfect. So a perfect first inning from Spencer Atkins. 15 pitches, 9 strikes. In the bottom of the first, due up for the River Riders, Kevin Hall Jr., Adam Magpak, who just made the play at second base, and Cole Torbett. On the mound for the Axemen will be Javara Martin Jr. Be back in a few moments.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Back in the ELZ, scoreless through half an inning. Gilliam and Phillips both struck out looking, then Zyrus grounded out to the second baseman, Adam Magpak. This is the defensive alignment for the Kingsport Axemen looking to snap a two-game skid. In fact, through 25 completed games, the Axemen have yet to lose 3 straight. That's how impressive they've been this year at stringing together wins. In the field, the starting pitcher, Javara Martin Jr., the catcher, Stone Lawless, first baseman, Devin Zyrus, second baseman, Brandon Phillips, at the hot corner, Tyler Myatt, shortstop, Mason Swinney, in left field, Cal Sefcik, the center fielder, Jet Gilliam, and in right field, Charlie Rogan. Kevin Hall Jr. has been dominant against Kingsport this season. He's 4-for-13, but he's walked 9 times and struck out just twice. He's also driven in 4 runs, scored 6 times, and stolen a quartet of bases. Martin Jr. from the stretch delivers his first pitch. Ball 1, low and away. In his last start at Johnson City, Martin Jr. allowed 4 earned runs on 4 hits in the first inning. However, his next and final 4 innings were hitless and scoreless, the 1-0. Ball downstairs. In total, through 3 starts, Martin Jr. has allowed 8 earned runs in 12 and 2-thirds innings on 9 hits, 8 walks, 8 strikeouts, and a home run. He has a 5.68 earned run average. The 2-0. Strike 1 call. In his first 2 starts, Martin Jr. threw a first pitch strike to just 10 of 31 batters, but in his last start, he threw a first pitch strike to 17 of 23 batters faced, so 7 more and 8 fewer batters, the 2-1. Check swing. And he did go around strike 2. Roster moves for the Axemen, Milburn, Henschen, and Nick Bruno are all gone. Square count, the 2-2. Chopper back to the mound, picked up by Martin Jr., spins and throws to first in time for the out. Do it yourself, Jamar Martin. Base is empty, 1 out for Adam Magpak. It's the same with Kevin Hall Jr. Not many hits against the Axemen, but reaching base at ease. 8 walks, 4 runs scored, 3 strikeouts for Magpak against Kingsport in the 2024 campaign. First pitch, Magpak with a chopper to third. Myatt picks it up. Throw across the diamond is on the money for the out.
Now
pair of quick groundouts for Javara Martin Jr. on the mound. And it sends up Cole Torbett, the third hitting center fielder. Against the Axemen, 3-for-11 with a double and RBI, 3 walks, and 3 runs scored. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning, bases empty, 2 outs, series finale in this 4-game set between division rivals. First pitch to Torbett is a strike one call. Tomorrow night, the Axemen return home to face the Bristol State Liners in a 2-game series. They're 2-0 against Bristol this season. The 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. Martin Jr. has thrown 8 pitches, 6 strikes. 81 degrees, first pitch temperature, overcast. 30-minute delay tonight. The 0-2, half swing, fouled back. The 0-2 again. Just missed outside. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch. Lifted foul and away. Third base side. The first 5 batters of tonight's game have been retired. 3 groundouts, 2 strikeouts. It remains a 1-2 count on Torbett, who continues to battle. Martin Jr. hurls home. Ball 2 low and away. Stone Lawless gets his 2nd start behind the plate this season. Square count. The pitch. Ball 3 low and outside, and Torbett, who was down in the count 0-2, has now taken the lead. It runs full on the third hitting center fielder. Martin Jr. nods the sign from Lawless. The 3-2 popped up. Shortstop Mason Swinney is under it. And he makes the inning-ending catch. Martin Jr. records a perfect first inning. Through 1 inning, 6 up, 6 down. Due up in the top of the 2nd inning for the Axemen, the middle of the order, Mason Swinney, Cal Sefcik, and Charlie Rogan.
TL 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff 2nd Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Nearly identical first innings, because Spencer Atkins had a perfect frame, 15 pitches, 9 strikes. Martin Jr. had a perfect frame, 14 pitches, 9 strikes. So off to a hot start defensively for both clubs tonight. Yesterday, the River Riders won 7-1, and it was the opposite. They scored 5 in the bottom of the first inning, and it was highlighted by a Tanner Waldrop grand slam. Mason Swinney, who just made the inning-ending catch, leads off the top of the 2nd inning. The last time he led off in the top of the 2nd inning at Elizabeth, and he homered over the left field wall. It was his first blast of the season. Swinney enters tonight with 18 one-pitch at-bats, which is tied for the second most in the league. He loves to jump on the opening throw. First offering, ball downstairs. Swinney this season is 18 for 73, batting .237 with 10 RBIs and 14 runs scored. The 1-0. Check swing. Strike one. Swinney against Elizabeth in this season is 2 for 18 with a home run, 4 RBIs, a walk, 2 runs scored, and 3 strikeouts. 1-1. Swinney skies it high into right field. Charging in Piccarelli. And he makes the catch. 7 up, 7 down to begin tonight's game. Last night, Cal Sefcik was the only man to stand in front of an Elizabethan combined perfect game. He doubled, and he was the only base runner to reach for the Axeman. He doubled into the left center gap and then advanced to third on a wild pitch, then scored on a Charlie Rogan RBI groundout. Bases empty, one out. First pitch, ball up and in. When hitting with one out, Sefcik is 11 for 26, batting .423, which is tied for the seventh best average in the league. He went 1-for-2 in this situation with a double in yesterday's loss. One ball, no strikes. Atkins hurls home. Sefcik with a chopper to third. Woody charging in, gathers it, throws to first on the run in time for the out. 8 up, 8 down. Going back to the fourth inning of Wednesday night, Axeman hitters are 2 for their last 52 with 4 walks and 18 strikeouts. The offense has gone ice cold recently. But Charlie Rogan looks to reverse the struggling trend. He's driven in 10 runs in his last 8 games, including one yesterday. First pitch is a strike one call. Just clipped the zone. No balls and a strike, scoreless in the top of the second inning. The pitch, strike two call. When batting with two outs, Rogan is 7 for 17 with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. He went 0 for 1 with a strikeout yesterday. No balls and 2 strikes. Atkins, the pitch, swing and a miss. Rogan out on strikes. Spencer Atkins books a pair of perfect innings, 6 up, 6 down. Bottom of the second coming up next. Scoreless in Elizabethan. Middle of the River Riders order due up with Jaden Lobliner, Tanner Waldrop, and Leandro Perez. Atkins threw just 8 pitches, 6 of which were strikes in the top of the second. Martin Jr. returns to the mound. Quick turnaround for the former South Carolina Gamecock. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you've been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please, call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. 6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Shout out to Grandpa Jack. Riley Orr's grandfather is in attendance tonight. Riley enters tonight batting .286 with 4 RBIs, 4 runs scored. He has struck out just 5 times in 38 plate appearances. Cleanup batting catcher Jaden Lobliner. He has 1 hit and 11 at-bats against the Axemen this season, but that 1 hit was a solo home run. He's also walked 4 times and struck out 4 times. So Javara Martin Jr. returns to the hill. He threw a perfect first inning on 14 pitches, pair of groundouts, and 1 pop-out to Mason Swinney at shortstop. First pitch home, ball 1 low and away. Lobliner overall is batting 217 with 9 RBIs and 9 runs scored. Martin Jr. delivers the 1-0. Popped up, and that will go foul and out of play behind home plate. Stone Lawless runs out of room. Even count on Lobliner. Jaden Lobliner transferred from Kansas State to San Diego, so he's a Torero now. The 1-1. Tails outside. Two balls and a strike. Bases empty. Nobody out. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. The 2-1. Strike two call. The first 9 batters to come up tonight have been retired. 6 for Kingsport, 3 for Elizabethton. Javar Martin Jr. looks to make that 10 for 10. It's a square count on Lobliner. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle, and Javar Martin Jr. makes a behind-the-back play, and he throws to first in time for the out. Play of the year from Martin Jr. And he has a pair of infield assists tonight. Nobody on, one out for Waldrop. First pitch. Ground ball to first base. Cyrus can't make the play, and it rolls through for a base hit. It's a one-out single for Tanner Waldrop, and he has hits in back-to-back games. Runner on first, one out, following a single from Tanner Waldrop. It brings up the designated hitter, Leandro Perez, who is 3 for 10 with a double, an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout against Kingsport this season. First offering. Ball one, low and inside. So Martin Jr. made a behind-the-back snag and then threw it to first in time for the out. A brilliant maneuver. One ball, no strikes. Martin Jr. checks on Waldrop. A third look, now comes home. Ball two, low and inside. Johnson City leads Greenville 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Bristol leads Bluefield 4-3 in the top of the third. Those are the only games that have had runs score. Martin Jr. throws back to first. The 2-0. Ground ball to third. Myatt scoops it up. Throw to second in time. Throw to first. Yes, siree, Bob! It's an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Myatt to Phillips to Zyrus. Top of the third coming up next. Scoreless in Elizabethton. Bottom three batters, Riley Orr, Tyler Myatt, and Stone Lawless do up. Time to make Grandpa Jack proud.
State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
The minimum of 12 batters have made a plate appearance in tonight's game. No walks and a combined 3 strikeouts. In the third inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 21-11. It's their second worst inning in terms of run differential at minus 10. Spencer Atkins is back on the hill. First pitch home is a ball middle inside. Riley Orr is tonight's designated hitter for Kingsport. Against the Axemen this season, or against the River Riders, 1-for-6 with a walk. The 1-0 watches a strike one call. Ball and a strike to Riley Orr. The pitch. Ball 2 downstairs. Bases empty, nobody out, scoreless in the top of the third. The 2-1, Orr pops it up, and will foul and out of play. Two balls and one strike. Another square count. The pitch. Orr blasts it into the right center gap for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Riley Orr. Kingsport has already matched its hit total from yesterday. Since going 2-for-27 with one walk, one run scored, and 19 strikeouts, Myatt is 2-for-11 with 2 walks, a hit by pitch, a run scored, and just 3 Ks. He swings and misses at the first offering. Against Elizabethton this season, he is 0-for-7 with a walk, a hit by pitch, a run scored, and 4 strikeouts. Scoreless in the top of the third inning, runner on first, nobody out. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Tyler Myatt overall is batting 159 with 3 RBIs and 4 runs scored. Atkins working from the stretch position. Looks back at Orr, who is held on by the first baseman, Waldrop. The 0-2. Ball 1 outside. One ball and 2 strikes to Myatt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 4 Ks for Spencer Atkins. Brings up the Tennessee Volunteers, Stone Lawless. Hitless in 4 at-bats in 1 game against the River Riders. He hit a fly out to left field that was 305 feet. Throw back to first. Riley Orr led off with a single into right center field. Myatt then struck out swinging. And it brings up Stone Lawless in search of his first hit with Kingsport. It's his second start of the season. Throw back to first again. First pitch home. Ball 1 up and in. In his Kingsport debut on July 2nd, Lawless went 0-for-4 with a ground out, a fly out, a line out, and a strikeout. He struck out in his first at-bat on three pitches looking, but put the ball in play in his next three. Throw back to first again. That's three pickoff attempts on Riley Orr. And Riley Orr has yet to attempt a stolen base this season. There's a strike one called a Lawless. Atkins in 2 1/3 innings pitched has allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts. Even count on Lawless. Atkins checks on Orr, delivers home. Ball two low and away. Lawless ahead in the count. The 2-1. Strike two call. Leadoff batter Jet Gilliam waits on deck. Looks to extend his team best on base streak to 21 games. He enters tonight tied for the second longest active on base streak in the Appalachian League. The square count offering. Ball three in the dirt. Full count on Lawless. Orr leads off first base. Payoff pitch. Ground ball, and that'll roll into left field for a base hit. Stone Lawless books his first career hit in a Kingsport uniform, and the Axemen have runners on first and second with one out.
Now back number 84, Jet Gilliam.
The Axemen are back to the top of the order with Jet Gilliam. He leads the team with six multi-RBI games, including four in his last nine played. Lawless on first base or on second. First offering from Atkins. Strike one call. When the score is tied, Gilliam is 2-for-23, batting below 90. With no RBIs and 13 strikeouts, including 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. Atkins fires home. Ball in the dirt. Good stop, though, from Lobliner. Against the River Riders this season, Gilliam is 3-for-10 with a double, a 3 RBIs, a stolen base, 2 runs scored, and 4 strikeouts. Even count on Jet Gilliam. The 1-1. Lined into right field for a base hit. Riley Orr gets the stop sign at third base, but now it gets past the right fielder Piccarelli, and Riley Orr will score. Lawless advances to third base, and Jet Gilliam advances to second base on an errant throw, and it's 1-0 Kingsport. Jet Gilliam extends his on-base streak to 21 games. So it's not an RBI for Gilliam because it would have been bases loaded if not for the fielding error from the right fielder Piccarelli. Two runners in scoring position with one out for Brandon Phillips. Gilliam on second, Lawless on third. First pitch home. Watch for a ball up and away. Last night, the Axemen recorded one hit in nine innings. Tonight, they have three hits and 1/3 of an inning in the top of the third. Axman 1, River Riders nothing. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. Phillips is hitless in his first 8 at-bats with 2 walks and a pair of strikeouts. When batting with runners in scoring position, Phillips is yet to have an at-bat, but in one plate appearance, he drove in a run on an RBI walk with the bases loaded. The 1-1. Ball up and away, and it gets past the catcher Loebliner, but the backstop gets a favorable bounce to Loebliner, and Lawless stays put at third. But Phillips now jumps ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike to Brandon Phillips. Kingsport 1, Elizabethton 0 in the top of the third inning. Gilliam on second base, Lawless on third. The 2-1, ball 3 high and outside. It's a hitter's count for Brandon Phillips, and Atkins is one ball away from loading the bases for the dangerous three-hitter Devin Zyras. The 3-1. Ball 4 in the dirt, low and inside. It's a 5-pitch walk for Brandon Phillips, his third free pass of the season, and it loads the bases for Devin Zyras. Kingsport 1, Elizabethton 0 in the top of the third inning. The bases are occupied for the Eastern Michigan Eagle, Devin Zyras. Phillips on first, Gilliam on second, Lawless on third. First pitch home. Ball low and inside, and it's kept in front by Loebliner. When hitting with one out, Devin Zyras is 7 for 15 with 4 extra base hits. He has the best one-out OPS in the Appalachian League at 1,367. This is a prime spot for Devin Zyras to give the Axemen their first multi-run lead of the game. The bases are occupied with one out, and Zyras is ahead in the count. Phillips walked. He's on first base. Gilliam and Lawless both singled. They're on second and third. The 1-0. Ball 2 up and in. Zyras has walked 7 times in his last 18 completed plate appearances. He's had phenomenal oculars recently. A 2-0 popped up. Second baseman Adam Magpak is under it. And he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So big time out for Spencer Atkins. It was a hitter's count for Zyras, and getting an out on the 2-0 pitch is pivotal. Bases loaded, 2 outs for the cleanup batter, Mason Swinney. When batting with the bases juiced this season, he is 0 for 1 with 2 RBIs, including 1 RBI sac fly. Swinney fouls off the first pitch, strike 1. Swinney's first 5 hits were singles. Since then, 7 of his last 13 have been for extra bases. 6 doubles and 1 home run. The 0-1. Swinney fouls it off the home plate netting, strike 2. The Axemen have 1 run on 3 hits. The River Riders have no runs on 1 hit and have made an error in the field. It was a Brady Piccarelli fielding error in right. Bases loaded, 2 outs. No balls and 2 strikes the count on Swinney. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Strike 3. The Axemen strand the bases loaded, but do get a run home. Jet Gilliam singled home Riley Orr, but it was not an RBI because it came in on a fielding error. by Piccarelli. 2.5 innings done. Kingsport 1, Elizabethton 0. Atkins threw a combined 23 pitches in the first two innings, then 29 in the third. Bottom of the order is due up for the River Riders. 7-8-9 hitters Piccarelli, Woody, and Hochmeyer. Piccarelli looks to redeem himself at the plate.
At East Tennessee State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in the health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
I'm Ben Slonick from Hunter Wright Stadium. The Axemen have a 1-0 lead over the River Riders. Javar Martin Jr. has thrown a pair of scoreless innings on 23 total pitches, 14 of which were strikes. His ERA entering tonight was 5.68. It has now dropped to sub 5 at 4.91. He's faced a minimum of 6 batters, 4 groundouts, a pop-out, and a single. Of course, one of the 4 groundouts was a double play. So Martin Jr. will throw one last warm-up pitch. Lawless throws down to second. And a nice scoop by Mason Swinney. River Riders look to get on the board. In the 7-1 win yesterday, they scored in just 2 innings, 5 in the first and 2 in the seventh. Not 2 in the seventh, 2 in the fourth. First offering from Martin Jr. Ball 1 up and in. Piccarelli has 4 hits and 11 at-bats against the Axemen. 2 of the 4 were doubles. He's driven in a pair of runs. He's walked 3 times and is yet to strike out against the Axemen. The 1-0. That gets past Stone Lawless. Ball 2. Piccarelli is batting 186 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. In his second start of the season against Bristol, Martin Jr. recorded his first win. He's 1-0. The 2-0. Ball 1, middle inside. Three balls and no strikes. The pitch. Strike 1 call. Kingsport brought up 7 batters in the top half of the inning, but only brought home 1 run. Stranded the bases loaded, had bases loaded with 1 out. And then a pop out and a strikeout ended the inning. The 3-1. Ball 4 inside. It's a leadoff walk for Brady Piccarelli. Runner on first, nobody gone for James Woody. Woody this season is batting 105 with 6 RBIs and 3 runs scored. Against Kingsport, 2 for 14 with 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, a run scored, and 5 strikeouts. Martin Jr. working from the stretch position. Delivers home. Ball 1 in the dirt, kept in front by the chest protector of Stone Lawless. He wears a Tennessee batting helmet backwards when he's catching. Zuccarelli on first base, takes a lead. The 1-0, strike one call. Clip the outside corner. Both of Woody's extra base hits have come against the Axemen on a pair of doubles. Kingsport wearing its road orange jerseys, gray pants, blue caps, River Riders in their alternate navy blue jerseys, white pants. The 1-1. Ball is a little low and outside. Good spot, though, for Martin Jr. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Lifted into right field for a base hit. It splits the gap. Woody will stand up with a double. And Piccarelli advances to third base. The River Riders have two runners in scoring position with nobody out. Now all three of Woody's doubles have come against the Axemen. Quick mound visit from Stone Lawless to Martin Jr. Runners on second and third, nobody out for the ninth batter, Nick Hockmeyer. He watches a strike one call. This is just Hockmeyer's second game. He went 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch in his first start against the Axemen earlier this week on July 2nd. The 0-1, strike two call. Piccarelli led off with a walk. That was on five pitches, and then James Woody doubled four pitches later. Two runners in scoring position, nobody out. Easiest scoring situation in baseball. The 0-2 from Martin Jr. Ground ball to second base. Scooped up and thrown to first in time for the out by Brandon Phillips. But Piccarelli scores on a Hockmeyer RBI groundout. And we're tied at 1 in Elizabethton. Kingsport 1, Elizabethton 1, bottom of the third. James Woody advanced to third base on the ground out. It's back to the top of the order with Kevin Hall Jr. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to the pitcher, Javar Martin Jr. First pitch gets past Lawless, but the short backstop gives Martin Jr. a huge favor. That's why wild pitches are so rare in Elizabethton. A ball and no strikes to Hall Jr. The pitch. Missed outside. One one score. The 2-0. Ball three low and inside. Old Jr. in the driver's seat ahead in the count 3-0. The pitch, ball four, high and inside. It's a four-pitch walk to Kevin Hall Jr. And he has now walked 10 times and struck out just twice against the Axemen this season. So both teams getting in a little trouble defensively this inning. Runners on the corners, one out. Adam Magpock up to bat. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to the third baseman, Tyler Myatt. First offering is a strike one called right down the middle. Elizabethton leads the season series 3-2 in this current four-game set, 2-1. The Axemen, with a win, clinched the series split. The 0-1, ball low and outside. Even count on Magpak. He's the fifth batter to come up this inning for the River Riders. The 1-1. All two in the low and inside, and a magnificent stop by Stone Lawless behind the plate. Magpak jumps ahead in the count. He leads the team in walks. The 2-1, just missed outside. Martin Jr. is one ball away from loading the bases for Cole Torbett. It's a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the third. Hitters count for Magpak. Martin Jr. throws back to first. Martin Jr. throws back to first, and he almost had Hall Jr. picked off if it was a better throw. Right idea, though. Three balls and a strike, one out, runners on the corners. Tie game in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Ground ball, and it finds the hole into left field for a base hit. James Woody scores on an Adam Magpak RBI single, and the River Riders lead 2-1. Now mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas. River Riders now have runners on first and second with one out, leading by one. Elizabethton has scored two runs on three hits. Kingsport with one run on three hits. Cole Torbett is the sixth batter to make a plate appearance this inning for the River Riders. He's 0-1 with an inning-ending pop out to the shortstop, Swinney. First pitch is a ball low and outside. Martin Jr. threw a combined 23 pitches through the first two innings. So far in the third, 23. The 1-0, Hall Jr. takes off. So does Magpak. It's a line drive base hit into left field. Hall Jr. scores. Magpak advances to third base. And now Torbett will take second base on the errant throw coming in from Cal Sefcik in left field. It's an RBI single for Cole Torbett. Kingsport now trails 3-1. Greenville is tied, Johnson City. So the scenarios tonight, if the Axemen lose and the Doughboys win, the Doughboys take second place, drop Kingsport to third. But if Greenville wins and Kingsport loses, the Axemen would just be 2.5 games back in second place. Two runners in scoring position with one out. The River Riders having a hit parade in the bottom of the third. Cleanup batter, Jaden Lobliner, 0 for 1 with a ground out to Martin Jr. 1-0 is line foul and out of play. No balls and a strike. Torbett on second, Magpock on third base, and Martin Jr. steps off. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Yesterday, the Axemen trailed by as many as 7. They have 8 come from behind wins when trailing by multiple runs, and 10 overall. The 0-2, fouled off the home plate netting. River Riders 3, Axemen 1 in the bottom of the third. Kingsport scored 1 in the top half. The River Riders have brought home 3 thus far in the bottom. The 0-1 again. Swing and a miss. The 0-2, and it's a swinging strikeout for Jaden Lobliner. He's out on strikes, and it's just the first strikeout for Martin Jr. Runners on second and third, 2 outs for Tanner Waldrop, the 8th batter to make a plate appearance this inning for the River Riders. There's ball 1 low and away. Recapping the bottom of the third, Piccarelli led off with a walk. James Woody doubled. The next batter, Hochmeyer, recorded an RBI groundout. Hull Jr. walked. Magpock picked up an RBI single. And then Torbett recorded an RBI single. Now manager Rick Adair comes out to have a chat with home plate umpire Daniel Ortiz. I believe he's arguing that Martin Jr. stepped off before Magpock stole home.
Back to the dugout, buddy!
The Zavara Martin Jr. balks in a run, and it's 4-1 River Riders. Torbett is now the runner on third base. The 1-0, cutting a miss. Even count on Waldrop. The 1-1, ball 2 low and outside. Martin Jr. has now thrown 30 pitches in the bottom of the third. The Axemen continue to struggle against the River Riders this season. The 2-1. Line drive, base hit into left field. Torbett scores on a 2-out Waldrop RBI single, and the River Riders, for the second night in a row, have scored 5 runs in an inning and now lead 5-1. Now the 9th batter of the frame comes up, and it's Leandro Perez. Runner on first, 2 outs for Perez. Martin Jr. throws back to first, and it's wild. It gets past Cyrus. Waldrop advances to second base, or was he tagged out? No, they call him safe. So it's a throwing error from Martin Jr. on the mound. And now the River Riders have a runner in scoring position with two outs. First offering to Perez. Strike one call. Martin Jr.'s ERA is now up to 7.63. Entered tonight at 5.68. The 0-1. Cut and a miss. River Riders 5, Axman 1 in the bottom of the third. Elizabethan has put up 5 so far in the inning. The 0-2 home. Ground ball to third. Myatt can't make the diving play. Waldrop will score. And it should be an RBI single for Leandro Perez, and the River Riders lead 6-1. So that throwing error proves to be costly because Waldrop is able to score from second base. The most runs the Axemen have allowed in a single inning this season was 8 in the first against Tri-State earlier this season. So it is indeed an RBI single for Leandro Perez. He's the runner on first, and the River Riders will bat around. Brings up Brady Piccarelli, who led off the frame with a walk. The 0-1. Ball outside. Martin Jr. looks to finish strong. Hurls home the 1-1. Strike two call. In the third inning alone, the River Riders have scored 6 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, and 2 walks. The 1-2, ball low and away. Martin Jr. has now thrown 38 pitches in the bottom of the third. The 2-2, strike three call. Piccarelli started the inning, and he'll finish the inning. But the River Riders bring home 6 on 10 batters and lead 6-1. Entering the fourth inning, the Axemen look to respond. Due up in the top of the fourth inning, Sefcik, Rogan, and Riley Orr, the 5-6-7 hitters.
They got 3 chances. Yeah, hold on. Ready, set, go.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us. Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Top of the fourth inning coming up. The Axemen have scored a team-high 23 runs in the fourth inning. Their second highest scoring frames are the sixth and seventh, tied at 22. Elizabethan 6, Kingsport 1. All seven runs were scored in the third inning. Cal Sefcik leads off. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to the third baseman, James Woody. First pitch held up on the check swing, ball one. Sefcik recorded the lone hit for the Axemen yesterday, and he was the only base runner. The 1-0. Strike one call. The ball was dropped by Loebliner, but it doesn't matter. The 1-1. Ball in the dirt. Against the River Riders this season, Sefcik has just 3 hits and 16 at-bats, but he struck out only 3 times, so he's most definitely due to put the ball in play. The 2-1. Ball 3 low and away. One plate appearance at a time, and the Axemen can storm back. They're trail by 5. The 3-1. Sefcik blasts it into deep right center field, and that will hit off the wall for a base hit. Sefcik peels around first, and he will slide in safely head first with a leadoff double, his 6th two-bagger of the season. Well, this is exactly how the top of the fifth inning started yesterday. Cal Sefcik with an RBI or a leadoff double, and then Charlie Rogan up to bat. Rogan is 0-for-1 with a half inning ending swinging strikeout. 10 RBIs in his last 8 games. He swings at the first pitch, and that's popped up, but it'll go out of play. Woody runs out of room. Elizabethan 6, Kingsport 1 in the top of the fourth inning. The Axemen look to climb back in this contest. The 0-1, ball downstairs. Since striking out 5 times in 27 at-bats, Rogan has struck out 7 times in his last 12. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Charlie Rogan is 1-for-15 against the River Riders this season. He's down on the count, a ball and 2 strikes. Sefcik leads off second base. The 1-2, Rogan pops it up. Foul ground, playable for James Woody. And he makes the catch in front of the Axemen dugout for the first down in the top of the fourth. Runner on second, one out for Riley Orr. When batting with runners in scoring position, Orr is 1-for-9 with a pair of RBIs, 2 walks, a hit by pitch, and 4 strikeouts. Those 2 RBIs came on a go-ahead hit against Pulaski earlier this season. First pitch is a strike one call. Riley Orr tonight is 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. He came home on a Jet Gilliam single. The 0-1. Strike 2 call down the pipe. Elizabethton leads by 5 in the top of the fourth inning. Atkins checks on Sefcik, the runner on second. Now comes home with the 0-2. Foul tip. Beautiful night in E-Town. The 0-2 again. Orr grounds it sharply to shortstop. Collected by Hall Jr. Throw to first. He's on the money. And Sefcik stays pert at second base. Runner on second. Two outs for Tyler Myatt. He is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Myatt fouls off the first pitch. Myatt has struck out 24 times in 45 at-bats. The 0-1. Middle inside. The Axemen scored their lone run in the top of the third. A runner in scoring position with two outs in the top of the fourth for Tyler Myatt, who's even in the count with Spencer Atkins. The 1-1. Myatt fouls it off the home plate netting, strike two. Myatt is in search of his first extra base hit of the season. All seven of his hits have been singles. The 0-1, ball high and away. Square count on Tyler Myatt. Myatt looks to keep the top of the fourth alive for the Axemen offense. Atkins fires home the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Tyler Myatt 0-for-2 with a pair of Ks. The Axemen started the inning with a runner on second and nobody out. They'll finish the inning with a runner on second. A pop out and a ground out and a strikeout were the final three outs in the top of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth coming up next. River Riders in command, 6-1 lead. Due up for Elizabethan, James Woody, Nick Hockmeyer, and Kevin Hall Jr. Those are the 8-9-1 batters for Elizabethan. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog, the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Javar Martin Jr. is back on the mound. He allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, in his last inning in the bottom of the third. Strike one call to James Woody to begin the bottom of the fourth. Elizabethton 6, Kingsport 1. The 0-1, ball 0 and away. In three completed innings, Martin Jr. has allowed 6 runs, 5 earned on 6 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He's also balked once. The 1-1, ball 2 high and outside, and it'll hit off the backstop. The 2-1 from Martin Jr. Lined right to the shortstop, Mason Swinney, who makes the catch. One down at the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on, one out for Nick Hockmeyer, and manager Rick Adair will make a mound visit. And Martin will stay in the game. His pitch count is high. It's 66 through 3 1/3. Nick Hockmeyer recorded an RBI groundout his last time up. That was the first of 6 runs for the River Riders in the bottom of the third. First pitch is a ball downstairs. Kingsport looks to avoid dropping its third straight game for the first time this season. The 1-0. Lifted in the air to center field, and it drops for a base hit. One out single for Nick Hockmeyer. That's his second hit of the season in 5 at-bats.
Now batting number 23, Kevin Hall, Jr.
Greenville and Johnson City still tied in the top of the 6th inning. Bluefield leads Bristol 7-6. Pulaski over Tri-State 3-0. And Burlington leads Danville in the bottom of the 3rd, 1-0. Runner on first, one out for the leadoff man, Kevin Hall, Jr. First pitch is a one hopper, and it gets past the second baseman, Brandon Phillips. And now the throw to third gets by. So it'll be runners on second and third with one out. It was a scorcher off the bat, but Phillips couldn't handle it. Adam Magpock swings and misses at the first pitch. Elizabethton 6, Kingsport 1. So Kevin Hall Jr., that hit was ruled a single. The 0-1. Ball inside. The River Riders are threatening once again with a pair of runners in scoring position with one out. Hockmeyer and Hall Jr. with back-to-back singles after the leadoff lineout from James Woody. The 1-1. Ball 2 outside. Hull Jr. on second, Hockmeyer on third. The 2-1, swing and a miss. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Martin Jr. punches out Magpak swinging. And that's his third K of the game. Runners on second and third, two outs for Cole Torbett. 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. He swings and misses at the first pitch from Martin. When we get to the top of the fifth inning, it'll be the 9-1-2 batters due up, Lawless, Gilliam, and Phillips. The 0-1. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by the chest protector of Stone Lawless. Torbett is 4-for-13 with a pair of RBIs against Kingsport this year. The 1-1, ball low and outside. The 2-1. Ball three, low and outside. Martin Jr. is one ball away from loading the bases for the cleanup batter, Lobliner. The 3-1. Lifted high in the air to left field, but Cal Sefcik is right there to make the inning-ending catch. It's a scoreless fourth inning from Javar Martin Jr., bounces back from the six-run third. To the top of the fifth inning, Kingsport trailing by five with the 9-1-2 batters due up. We'll see if Spencer returns to the mound for the River Riders. And he does. Atkins in four innings has allowed one unearned run on four hits, one walk, and six strikeouts. The Axemen struck out just eight times as a team yesterday. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Atkins has thrown 70 pitches, 43 strikes. Stone Lawless is 1-for-1 with a single, and he was stranded at third base with the bases loaded. First pitch is a ball downstairs. The 1-0, ball two low and outside. Hitters count for the Tennessee Volunteers, Stone Lawless. The 2-0, strike one call. This is the first time this season The Axemen have trailed by five or more runs in back-to-back games. Trailed by as many as seven yesterday and five so far tonight. The 2-1, Lawless with a chopper back to the pitcher, Atkins, who fields it cleanly and tosses it underhand to Waldrop for the out. One down in the top of the fifth inning. Back to the top of the order for Jet Gilliam. He leads all qualified Axemen hitters with a .289 batting average, 20 RBIs, and 16 runs scored. He's 1-for-2 with a single tonight. He drove in a run but didn't get the RBI. First pitch is a ball up and away. The 1-0, ball too high and outside. So back-to-back 2-0 counts faced by Axemen hitters. Gilliam was out of the lineup yesterday, and Tyree Jackson, an everyday starter, has missed two straight games. The 2-0, Gilliam socks it high in the air to left field. Hockmeyer going back at the warning track, and the catch is made by Torbett against the wall. Two outs in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Phillips is swung on and missed. No balls and a strike with two outs. Phillips is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. The 0-1 is a strike two call. The 0-2 home. Phillips with a slow roller to third, picked up by Woody. Throw to first on the run is in time for the half inning ending out. 1-2-3 go the Axemen in the top of the fifth. River Riders 6, Axemen 1. Due up in the bottom of the fifth, the middle of the order, Loebliner, Waldrop, and Perez.
TL 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Jonathan Webster is the new pitcher for the Axemen, replacing Javara Martin Jr. In four innings, he allowed six runs, five earned on eight hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. Pitches have been strikes. 57.1% strike rate, 2.25 whip, and 5 1/3 innings pitched. First offering from Webster is a ball high and inside, and it got past the catcher, Lawless. So the middle of the order is due up for the River Riders, Loebliner, Waldrop, and Perez. So Jonathan Webster, in 5 1/3 innings pitched, has allowed 6 earned runs on 8 hits, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The 1-0 is a ball low and away. Loebliner is 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. The 2-0. Ground ball to third. Myatt charging in. Picks it up. Throw to first on the run. Is scooped up by Zyrus in time for the out.
Now batting number 12, Waldrop.
First pitch, a swing and a miss to Tanner Waldrop. River Riders 6, Axemen 1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 0-1. Ball 1 low and outside. A ball and a strike to Waldrop. 6-1 River Riders in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Ball 2 high and away. Two balls and a strike to Waldrop. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Waldrop is 2-2 with a pair of singles. One drove in a run. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Webster punches out Waldrop, and he's retired. Each of his first two batters faced. And the issue for the Kingsport defense in the past two games has been allowing big innings, because it was 5 yesterday in the first inning and then 6 tonight in the third. So Leandro Perez is 1-2, RBI single and a double play. He's 4-12 against the Axemen this season. First pitch from Webster is a strike 1 call. The 0-1, strike 2 call. Base is empty, 2 outs, 0-2 count on Perez. The pitch, lined right to the third baseman, Myatt, who can't make the catch, but he picks it up off the ground, throw to first, it gets past Zyrus. Perez will advance to second base, he stands up safely. On the throwing error from Myatt. Well, it was an impressive stop, just throw was a little too low. Runner on second, 2 outs. Piccarelli up to bat. And now a balk is called on Jonathan Webster. It'll advance Perez from second base to third. Next pitch is fouled back. No balls and a strike. River Riders with 6 runs on 8 hits, 1 error in the field. Kingsport has 1 run on 4 hits, made a pair of errors defensively. Perez leads off third base. The pitch, strike 2 call. Webster from the stretch position fires home the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. It's a drop third, though. Lawless picks it up and throws to first in time for the out. That retires the side. The River Riders are held off the board for the second straight inning. This is the top of the sixth. Elizabethan leads by five. Due up for Kingsport, the 3-4-5 batters, Zyrus, Swinney, and Sefcik look to spark a rally. The Axemen led 1-0 in the middle of the third inning, but then the River Riders scored six in the bottom half. Spencer Atkins returns to the hill for Elizabethan in five innings. He's allowed one run, which was unearned, on four hits, a walk, and six strikeouts. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. First offering to Zyrus is a ball downstairs. Tonight, he is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a pop out. Had his 13-game on-base streak snapped yesterday. The 1-0. All low and inside. We've seen runs scored in only one inning, all seven. Put up in the third inning, one from Kingsport, six from Elizabethan. Atkins from the windup. Rolls home the 2-0. Ball three inside. The 3-0. Ball four outside. It's a leadoff four-pitch walk for Devin Zyrus, his 14th base on balls this season. Runner on first, nobody out for Mason Swinney. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout to the right fielder Brady Piccarelli and a half-inning ending swinging strikeout. Atkins now working from the stretch position. Delivers home. Ball one downstairs. Five straight balls thrown by Atkins to begin the top of the sixth inning. Kingsport has been quite successful in this frame this season, outscoring their opponents 22-11, doubling them in the run column. The 1-0. Ball two low and inside. Now a mound visit from catcher Jaden Lobliner, and the infield will converge as well. Runner on first, nobody out. Hitters count for the Dallas Baptist Patriot, Mason Swinney. The 2-0. There's a strike one call. Sweeney, for the first time this season, has been held hitless in back-to-back games. The 2-1. Sweeney launches it high in the air to deep left center field. Torbett going back at the warning track. Forget about it. Mason Sweeney's second home run of the season drives home a pair, and Kingsport is within three. It's 6-3, Elizabethton. The Axemen now have life. So that clears the bases with nobody out now for Cal Sefcik. Tonight, Sefcik is 1-for-2 with a double. He's doubled in back-to-back games. First offering, fouled back, and that'll hit off the home plate netting. The 0-1, ball one middle inside. Elizabethton with 8 runs on 6 hits. Kingsport 5 runs on 3 hits. Even count on Sefcik. The 1-1, foul back. With his double tonight, Sefcik is now tied with Devin Zyras for the second most extra base hits on the club with 8. He's doubled 6 times and homered twice. The 1-2. Ball low and away. And they say Sefcik went around. So Sefcik strikes out swinging. And now one down in the top of the 6th. Manager Jeremy Owens visits the mound, and he'll make a pitching change. Spencer Adkins, final line, 5 1/3 innings pitched, 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. His ERA dropped from 10.8 to 9.13. New pitcher for the River Riders is Caden Carroll, the right-handed pitcher out of Kennesaw State, originally from Cartersville, Georgia. So he inherits no runners, and he'll face the 6th batter, Charlie Rogan. Recapping the top of the 6th inning, Zyras led off with a 4-pitch walk, and then 4 pitches later, Mason Sweeney homered over the left center field wall. And then 4 pitches later, Cal Sefcik struck out swinging. So 3 4-pitch plate appearances, 2 reached safely, 1 struck out. Nobody on, one out for Rogan. First pitch is a strike one call. When batting with one out this season, Rogan is 2 for 22 with 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. Yesterday in this situation, went 0 for 2 with a strikeout. In this season, he has 1 hit and 16 at-bats against Elizabethan. He takes ball 1 outside. The 1-1. Rogan, foul tip, swing and a miss. So ball and 2 strikes to the George Washington Revolutionary. The 1-2, foul back. Rogan has kept it pretty consistent through his first 60 at-bats, 7 for 30 to begin, since 8 for 30. The 1-2 again. Ball 2 high and away. Square count on the George Washington Revolutionary. The pitch. Nubbard foul, first base side. Score update in Johnson City. The Flyboys lead the Doughboys 3-1, which is good news for Kingsport, and Danville leads Burlington 5-1. The 2-2, Rogan fouls it back, just got a piece of it. For the third time, the 2-2. Rogan lifts it into right center field for a base hit. It's a one-out, two-strike single for Charlie Rogan, and the Axemen have a runner on first with one out. This is the best possible circumstance for Riley Orr because when batting with a runner on first, he is 5 for 6. Caden Carroll from the stretch delivers home. Ball high and outside, low and outside, and it gets past the catcher Lobliner, and Rogan will advance to second base on the wild pitch. This is the second time tonight Riley Orr has come up with a runner on second and one out. In that last at-bat, he grounded out to the shortstop, Kevin Hall Jr. Rogan leads off second base. The pitch. Ball 2 high and outside. Kingsport scored 1 in the third, 2 so far in the sixth. Elizabethan put up 6 in the bottom of the third. Hitters count for Riley Orr. 2-0 from Carroll. Orr launches it high in the air to deep right field. Piccarelli going back. That ball has vacated the premises. It's a two-run blast for Riley Orr, and Kingsport has cut the lead to 1. It's 6-5, Elizabethan. Kingsport has scored 4 in the top of the sixth on a pair of two-run shots. And now it's Tyler Myatt. Base is empty, 1 out. Myatt 0 for 2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts. First pitch to Myatt is sliced foul and out of play, third base side. The 0-1. Myatt grounds it to second base. Scooped up by Magpak. And he throws to first for the out. Two down now in the top of the sixth inning. And it's the ninth batter, Stone Lawless, up to bat. Lawless is 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out to the pitcher, which was previously Spencer Atkins. Now it is Carroll. First pitch to Lawless is a strike one call. The 0-1. Ball low and away. Kingsport now with 5 runs on 7 hits. 3 of the 7 have been for extra bases, a pair of home runs, and a double. The X-Men have yet to homer 3 times in a game. The 1-1. Ball low and outside. Lawless singled in his first at-bat to left field and grounded out in the fifth inning. He's ahead in the count against Carroll. The 2-1 home. Strike 2 call. Square count on Lawless. The pitch lifted foul and out of play. The 2-2 once more from Carroll. Lawless grounds it to shortstop. Hall Jr. charges in, scoops it up, and throws to first in time for the out. In the top of the sixth inning, the Axemen scored 4 runs on 3 hits, 2 home runs and a single. Elizabethan 6, Kingsport 5. Due up in the bottom of the sixth inning for Elizabethan, James Woody, Nick Hockmeyer, and the leadoff batter, Kevin Hall Jr.
To boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Webster. First pitch is past Stone Lawless, and it's ball one. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Webster threw a scoreless frame, a ground out, and a pair of strikeouts. The one batter that reached was a throwing error from Tyler Myatt, and that was Leandro Perez up to bat. The 1-0 from Webster. Ball two in the dirt. A win tonight for the Axemen would tie their largest comeback win of the season. Their first win of the year, they were down by five in Danville and won 6-5. The 2-0, ball low and inside. The 3-0, strike one call. Axemen relievers were spectacular yesterday. After Milburn completed just one inning and a start, the relievers allowed two runs in seven innings. The 3-1 swing and a miss at the high fastball. Webster has battled back to fill up the count. Payoff pitch. Line foul into the Kingsport dugout. Manager Rick Adair had to get out of the way. There's ball four low and outside. It's a leadoff walk for James Whitty. Now mound visit for manager Rick Adair. And the Axemen will make a pitching change. That does it for Jonathan Webster. New pitcher for Kingsport is Dylan Loy, making his Axemen season debut. So Dylan Loy will inherit a base runner. James Whitty, the runner on first, with nobody out. Let's tell you about Dylan Loy. In his freshman season at Tennessee, he made 16 relief appearances and five starts. And 30 and a third innings pitched, he finished with a 2.37 ERA, 194 opponent average, and 1.02 whip. In game one of the College World Series, Loy tossed a pair of perfect innings and struck out three batters on 22 total pitches. Then in Game 3 of the College World Series, Loy allowed one run and a third of an inning on two hits, two wild pitches, and a strikeout. So Loy will face the ninth batter, Nick Hockmeyer, to begin his outing. Tennessee pitcher, Tennessee catcher, Loy to Lawless. First pitch to Hockmeyer, ball in the dirt. So Woody is on first base with a walk, and Hockmeyer, one for two with a single and RBI ground out. The 1-0 from Loy, fouled back. So the River Riders lead the Axemen 6-5. Kingsport looks to stay within one run. Dylan Loy, national champion, and he pitched in two College World Series games. The 1-1. Fouled back. Ball and two strikes to Hockmeyer. Woody leads off first base, held on by Zyrus. The 1-2 from Loy. Ball too high. The 2-2, ball three up and in. Woody leads off first base. Loy looks back, comes home with the payoff. Fouled back and out of play. Count runs full. Payoff again. Ground ball to shortstop. Swinney charges in, scoops it up, but couldn't field it cleanly. Nick Hockmeyer reaches on a fielding error, and the River Riders have runners on first and second with nobody out. Runners on first and second, nobody out for the leadoff man, Hall Jr. First pitch, lays down a bunt, and it was fouled back. River Riders 6, Axman 5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Hockmeyer on first, Woody on second. The 0-1 from Dylan Loy. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by Lawless. Even count on Hall Jr. The 1-1. Ball two in the dirt. Lawless sheds the mask and picks it back up. The Axemen have made three errors in the field. Their single game season high was five errors. That was a loss at Pulaski earlier this season. Loy from the stretch position. Comes home with the 2-1. Ball three in the dirt. Dylan Loy, one ball away from loading the bases with nobody out. The 3-1, ball four low and outside. Hall Jr. walks for the 11th time this season against the Axemen, and he struck out just twice against Kingsport. That loads the bases with nobody out for Adam Magpak. First pitch to Magpak is lined fair down the right field line for a base hit. Woody scores, Hochmeyer scores. Hall Jr. advances to third base, and it's a two-run double for Adam Magpak. The Axemen lead 8-5. The River Riders lead 8-5. Elizabethton 8, Kingsport 5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Magpak on second, Hall Jr. on third. It brings up Cole Torbett. First pitch is grounded sharply to second base, picked up by Phillips. Throw to first in time for the out, but Hall Jr. scores on a Cole Torbett RBI ground out, and Elizabethton now leads 9-5. So the River Riders have driven in two runs on the last two pitches, rather three runs. Magpak, a two-run double, his fourth of the season. Torbett, an RBI groundout that brought home Hall Jr. And advancing to third base was Adam Magpak. Jaden Lobliner, the cleanup batter, 0-3 tonight. First pitch is a strike one call. The 0-1, ball in the dirt. So Elizabethton led by as many as five and now leads by four after the Axemen cut the deficit to one in the top half. So the River Riders have had a response every time Kingsport has gotten on the board. The 1-1, ground ball, left field, base hit. Magpak scores, and it's an RBI single for Jaden Lobliner. River Riders lead 10-5. Pitching coach Josh Lucas will pay a visit to Dylan Loy. So Loy has struggled to begin his Kingsport debut. A third of an inning, three earned runs on two hits, a walk, and his ERA is 81. First pitch to Waldrop is a swing and a miss, but stealing second base was Jaden Lobliner. Lobliner leads off second base, the 0-1. Ball low and outside. So Elizabethan has matched Kingsport's four runs in the top of the sixth with four of its own in the bottom half. The 1-1 to Waldrop. Sliced foul and out of play. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Dylan Loy punches out Waldrop swinging. It's his first K in an Axeman uniform. And Kingsport will intentionally walk Leandro Perez to bring up Brady Piccarelli. Runners on first and second, two outs for Piccarelli. He cuts and misses at the first pitch. River Riders have scored 10 runs on 10 hits. The Axemen have scored 5 runs on 7 hits. The 0-1. Ball downstairs. Score update from Johnson City. The Flyboys have extended their lead to 3 from 2 to 5. 6-1. The 1-1, strike two call. Piccarelli tonight 0-2 with a walk, a run scored, and a pair of strikeouts. One, two from Loy. Swing and a miss. Hoo-bah. Dylan Loy strikes out Piccarelli to end the sixth inning, but not before Elizabethton adds 4 runs. Adam Magpock, 2-run double. Jaden Lobliner, RBI single. And a Cole Torbett, RBI ground out. Due up in the top of the seventh inning for Kingsport, the top of the order, Gilliam, Phillips, and Zyrus. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you've been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please, call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. For Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Caden Carroll returns to the hill for Elizabethton. In 2/3 of an inning, he's allowed 2 earned runs on 2 hits, one of which was a home run. But with the top of the order due up for the Axemen, this could be a comeback time for Kingsport again. In the seventh inning this season, the Axemen have outscored their opponents 22-13. First pitch to Gilliam. Strike one call. Gilliam tonight is 1-for-3 with a single, a flyout, and a strikeout. He's batting .286 with an .832 OPS. The 0-1. Ball one, low and outside. Even count, the 1-1. Ball two upstairs. Jet Gilliam is now in a 21-game on-base streak following his single in the fourth inning. The 1-1, ball low and away. Three balls and a strike to Gilliam. The pitch. Ball four upstairs. It's a leadoff walk for Jet Gilliam, and the leadoff man has reached base safely in four consecutive innings for the Axemen. First pitch to Brandon Phillips, ground ball, slow roller to shortstop. Hall Jr. scoops it up, throw to second. In time for the out. Jet Gilliam is hosed on the force out. So it's a fielder's choice for Brandon Phillips. Now runner on first with one out. Zyrus tonight 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Brandon Phillips is the new runner at first base. He's held on by Waldrop. Throw back to first. Carroll from the stretch. Comes home with the first offering. Strike one call. Time is called by Devin Zyrus. He's walked eight times in his last 20 plate appearances. The 0-1. Zyrus lifts it into left field. That'll drop in for a base hit. Phillips rounds second on his way to third, and he will get the wave home. Phillips scores on a Devin Zyrus RBI double, and Kingsport has cut the lead to four. It's 10-6, River Riders. Zyrus is the runner on second with one out for Mason Swinney. Swinney homered two home his last time up in the top of the sixth. And Zyrus was the runner on base when he did so. 10-6 River Riders. High scoring game in the top of the seventh. Swinney fouls back the first pitch. Strike one. No balls and a strike to the Dallas Baptist Patriot. The pitch curves outside, ball one. Four of Kingsport's eight hits have been for extra bases, a pair of doubles and two home runs. Even count on Swinney. Zyrus leads off second base. The 1-1. Swinney clubs it high and deep to right field. That ball has vacated the premises. For the second straight inning, Mason Swinney belts a two-run home run, and Kingsport has cut the lead in half. It's 10-8, Elizabethton. For the first time this season, a Kingsport hitter has homered twice in the same game. The bases are cleared with one out for Cal Sefcik. First offering is a ball thrown away. the 1-0. Sefcik skies it high into right center field. Piccarelli, the right fielder, will make the catch. Now mound visit from pitching coach John Chalupa. Charlie Rogan is up to bat with the bases empty and two outs. Rogan tonight 1-for-3 with a run scored and a strikeout. This mound visit will conclude in just a few moments and then Rogan will be up. First pitch to Rogan is lifted foul and out of play. Strike one. No balls and a strike to Charlie Rogan. Base is empty, two outs. The pitch. Ball one outside. The Axemen have scored 7 runs in the last 1 2/3 innings as Rogan takes strike two. The 1-2. Ball low and outside. Square count on Charlie Rogan. The pitch. Poked foul and out of play. Still a 2-2 count on Rogan. The pitch. Strike three call. Charlie Rogan gets rung up. And that ends the top of the 7th inning, but Kingsport adds 3 more. A Devin Zyras RBI double and a Mason Swinney 2-run homer. Stretch time in Elizabethton. Due up for the River Riders. James Woody, Nick Hockmeyer, and Kevin Hall Jr., the 8-9-1 batters. We'll be back in just a few moments from Elizabethton. Dylan Loy is back on the hill for the Axemen. No. Dylan Loy in one inning allowed 3 earned runs on 2 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. First pitch is fouled back by James Woody. Woody tonight is 1-for-2 with a walk and 2 runs scored. The 0-1. Ball downstairs. Fireworks continue to rain down in Elizabethton. And unfortunately, the sky is starting to get a little hazy. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. Well, hopefully it doesn't get to the point where it's hard to see the ball. Because then it could be dangerous. Loy hurls home the 1-2. Ball in the dirt. Even count on James Woody. The 2-2. Ball 3 missed outside. The count is full on James Woody. Payoff pitch. Chopper to third. Myatt gathers it. Throw across the diamond. On the money for the out. This game is far from over. The Axemen trailed by 5 runs on 2 separate occasions. Now the bases are empty with 1 out for Nick Hockemeyer. Hockemeyer, 1-for-3 with a single and an RBI ground out. First pitch is a strike 1 call. No balls and a strike. Loy delivers. That's a ball low and away. River Riders have scored 10 runs on 10 hits. Kingsport has brought home 8 runs on 9 base knocks. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. Ball and 2 strikes to the 9th batter, Hockemeyer. Loy fires home. Swing and a miss. It's a drop third K, though, and Lawless picks it up and throws to first in time for the out. Dylan Loy is starting to grow into the game tonight. Back to the top of the order for Kevin Hall Jr. Nobody on, 2 outs. First pitch to Hall Jr. is popped up. Shallow left field. Mason Swinney running over, and he runs out of room. He couldn't make the catch. He made a catch in Kingsport the other day, sliding into foul territory. And I believe if the fence was more outward at Elizabeth, he would have had a better shot. But it's an 0-1 count on Hall Jr. He has walked 11 times against the Axemen this season. Only struck out twice. The 0-1 from Loy. Sliced foul and out of play. Riley Orr, Tyler Myatt, Stone Lawless. 7-8-9 batters due up for the Axemen in the top of the 8th inning. Looking to mount a magnificent comeback. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. It's a perfect 7th inning for Dylan Loy. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out. Kingsport has a ton of momentum entering the top of the 8th inning, trailing by a pair in Elizabethton.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Riley Orr, Tyler Myatt, and Stone Lawless do up. Elizabeth then brings in a new pitcher. And it's Miles Green. Riley Orr tonight is 2-for-3 with a two-run home run and two runs scored. In the eighth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 9-8, and it's been like that for quite a few games now. First pitch home. Strike one call. His last time up, Orr clubbed a two-run shot to deep right field. Can he do the same? Well, no runners on base. The 0-1. Ball inside. Elizabethton 10, Kingsport 8 in the top of the eighth inning. Even count on Riley Orr. 1-1 from Green. Orr smashes it, but it's caught by the third baseman, James Woody. A leaping grab. One down to the top of the eighth. Base is empty, one out for Tyler Myatt. Myatt 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. He's due for a hit. First offering from Green. Strike one call. Well, if the Axemen are to go down in order in the top of the eighth inning, they'll have the top due up in the ninth. The 0-1. Myatt rips it foul down the third base line. No balls and two strikes. Miles Green facing Tyler Myatt. The 0-2, ball in the dirt. Myatt is one of just two Kingsport hitters not to record a hit tonight, and he's the only one that has not reached base. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Myatt out on strikes for the third time tonight. Now the bases are empty with two outs for Stone Lawless. Solid start for Miles Green. Base is empty, two outs, top of the eighth. First pitch to Lawless. Cut and a miss, strike one. No balls, one strike, two outs. The pitch, ball low and away. Even count on the Tennessee Volunteer. The 1-1. Lawless loops it into right field, and it'll drop in for a base hit. It's a two-out single for the Tennessee Vol, and it brings up the game-tying run, Jet Gilliam. Runner on first, two outs. River Riders 10, Axman 8 in the top of the eighth inning. When batting in the eighth inning or later, Gilliam is 1 for 15. First pitch, Gilliam lines it into left field for a base hit. Lawless advanced to second base, and the tying run is on first. Runners on first and second, two outs for Brandon Phillips. Phillips is 0 for 3 with a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. His first hit of the season would be massive in this situation. Gilliam on first base, Lawless on second. Kingsport trails by 2 in the top of the eighth inning. Green from the stretch position. Comes home. Phillips with a chopper to second. Magpak scoops it up and throws to first in time for the out. The Axemen strand two runners on. They get a pair of hits on back-to-back pitches, but it's not enough. Middle of the eighth, bottom half coming up next. Magpak, Torbett, Loebliner. 2-3-4 hitters up to bat for the River Riders. And Greenville leads Johnson City 9-1. Bluefield leads 16-6 over Bristol.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us. Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Duke McCarron is the new pitcher for the Axemen, the Maryland Terrapin. That James Woody catch at third base will be one to look back on. And that was Riley Orr, who was robbed of a base hit. McCarron has been dominant in his last four outings. On June 15th against Greenville, threw a perfect ninth inning on eight pitches. Then on June 19th at Pulaski, threw a scoreless eighth inning on 14 pitches. On June 25th against Greenville again, perfect ninth inning on 13 pitches. And then on June 27th against Tri-State, a perfect seventh inning on 11 pitches. So McCarron has been nearly perfect in his last four outings. In that span, he's allowed no runs on no hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. So here we go, bottom of the eighth inning, River Riders 10, Axemen 8, Adam Magpak due up for Elizabethton. Final line for Dylan Loy for Kingsport in his Axemen debut. In two innings, he allowed three earned runs on two hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. So Duke McCarron comes in, one of the hottest relief pitchers on the Axemen roster. Four straight scoreless innings on no hits. First pitch to Magpak is a strike one call. Just clipped the lower part of the zone. No balls and a strike. The pitch home. Ball high and away. Honestly, I'm loving the fireworks because it creates a great sound effect. The 1-1, low and inside, ball two. Sometimes I could do without the fireworks, but tonight I'm in a firework kind of mood. Two balls and a strike to Magpak. McCarron delivers home. Strike two call. The heater. Square count on Magpak. The pitch just missed downstairs. Ball three. He has touched 91 plus miles an hour in 3 of 5 pitches. Full count on Magpak. The payoff. Ball four outside, and it's a leadoff walk for Adam Magpak. Runner on first, nobody out for Cole Torbett. He doubled in a run his last time up to bat. First offering from McCarron. Chopped foul, first base side. There's a little kid standing in front of the net and took him by surprise. No balls and a strike on Torbett, the third hitting center fielder. The Axemen want to stay within 2 runs entering the ninth. McCarron throws back to first. Player of the game so far, Mason Swinney, 2 for 4, 2 two-run home runs. But for Elizabethan, it's been Adam Magpak, 2 for 4, 3 RBIs and 2 runs. He's the runner on first base. The 0-1, ball high and away. The 1-1. Ball in the dirt, and it gets past Lawless, and Magpak will take second base on a wild pitch. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out for Torbett. The 3-4-5 batters will be due up for the Axemen in the top of the ninth inning. So look, if this game is still a 2-run contest, could be a dangerous time for Elizabethan. The 2-1, Magpak takes off. It's a ball high and outside. Throw down to third. Safe. It was a low throw. Myatt scooped it up and tagged him, but Magpak beats it out. And it's a stolen base. Now runner on third, nobody out. Nine stolen bases for Magpak. He's 90 feet away from scoring. 3-1 from McCarron. Ball four up and away. And now a pair of walks is Elizabethan. Runners on the corners with nobody out. And it's Jaden Lobliner. Lobliner tonight 1 for 4 with an RBI and a strikeout. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Keep an eye on Torbett to steal second base. First offering from McCarron. Ball high and outside. Kingsport is treading dangerous waters in the bottom of the eighth inning, and now pitching coach Josh Lucas will pay a visit to Duke McCarron.
Thank you.
So a quick mound visit from Josh Lucas. And now Duke McCarron will look to get locked back in. McCarron has walked each of his first two batters face. Torbett on first, Magpak on third. The 1-0. Half swing and a miss. Lobliner trying to get out of the way, but didn't drop his bat. Manager Jeremy Owens now having a chat with Jaden Lobliner. And now Lobliner will return to the box. So a fortunate strike for Duke McCarron. Major chin music. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Magpak was about a quarter of the way from third to home and stays put. A ball and two strikes. This could be a pivotal strikeout for the Maryland Terrapin Duke McCarron. The 1-2. Skied foul and out of play. Tonight's game started at 7:30 due to wet field conditions. Count remains a ball and two strikes on Lobliner. McCarron hurls home. Torbett takes off. It's fouled back, though. And that's quite fortunate for Kingsport. For the third time, Duke McCarron will come home with a 1-2 pitch. We'll see if Torbett takes off again from first base. The pitch. Ground ball to second base. Phillips fields it cleanly. Throw to second in time. Swinney has no play to first base. Adam Magpak scores on a Jaden Lobliner RBI fielder's choice, and the River Riders lead 11-8. So this could end up being the insurance run that propels Elizabethton to victory. Runner on first, one out. Tanner Waldrop up to bat. McCarron checks the runner on first base. Delivers home. Swing and a miss. River Riders 11 runs on 10 hits. Kingsport 8 runs on 11 hits. But Kingsport has made 3 costly errors in the field. No balls and a strike. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch, foul back. Inning by inning scoring, River Riders 6 in the third, 4 in the sixth, 1 so far in the eighth. And for Kingsport, 1 in the third, 4 in the sixth, and 3 in the seventh. So since the start of the sixth inning, the Axemen have outscored the River Riders 7-5. But they trail by 3. No balls and 2 strikes. The count remains on Tanner Waldrop. McCarron checks the runner on first, Lobliner. The pitch, Ball high. Lawless throws back to first. That's late. Yeah. 1-2 count on Waldrop. McCarron looks to finish him off. The pitch. Ball two, low and away. As a pitching staff tonight, Kingsport in 7 1/3 innings has allowed 11 runs, 10 earned on 10 hits, 7 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Square count. McCarron throws back to first. Final score from Johnson City. Greenville, 9. Doughboys, 1. The 2-2. Foul back. Waldrop is battling. Bluefield leads Bristol 17-6. Pulaski defeated Tri-State 5-3. It remains a 2-2 count on Waldrop. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-bah. McCarron punches out Waldrop, his first strikeout of the outing. And now runner on first, two outs for Leandro Perez. His last time up, he was intentionally walked. And then the following batter, Piccarelli, struck out swinging to end the inning. So it was a wise intentional walk decision. Lobliner leads off first base. First pitch home for McCarron. Strike one call. Again in the top of the ninth inning, if the Axemen are down by 3, Cal Sesic has a chance to hit a game-tying 3-run homer. McCarron the 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. I mean, look at the ninth inning stats this year. The Axemen have scored 9 total in the final inning and have allowed 11 runs. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Ball low and away. A ball and 2 strikes. Lobliner remains the runner on first base, held on by Zyrus. McCarron fires home. Line to foul. First base side off the netting. One strike away from getting out of the inning. McCarron comes home with the 1-2. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! McCarron punches out Perez looking. He records back-to-back strikeouts to end the eighth inning. All right, it's all up to the 3-4-5 hitters to spark a late Axemen comeback. It's 11-8 River Riders. Top of the ninth coming up next.